Safeauto.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
And now live from the living room. Here's Tracy.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Well, Heidi Klum shared an update on Instagram about getting tested for coronavirus.
Yeah.
It's actually a picture. She was kissing her husband through the glass. Neither of them are feeling well. The America's Got Talent judge was able to get tested on Saturday after revealing the day before that she couldn't find a doctor who would test her. So she's waiting on the results. She said, like many of you, I have been sick all week. Unfortunately, my husband, who returned from his tour a couple of days ago, is also feeling ill. To be safe, we're staying apart until we get the results of our coronavirus tests. We don't want to spread germs and risk others. And the 46-year-old supermodel also wrote, these are strange times, but in these moments, you remember what's really important, the people you love and keeping them safe. Some great advice there. A lot of stars getting in on the act there, just really asking people to self-quarantine. Lady Gaga's one of them. She says, again, best practice of social distancing during this outbreak is what she's asking her fans to do. She said, I talked to some doctors and scientists. It's not the easiest for everyone right now, she said. But the kindest, healthiest thing we can do is self-quarantine, not hang out with people over 65, not hang out in large groups.
Don't hang around with me.
That's why we've abandoned Jack in the studio.
Don't you just stay away from Jack, all right? That's why I'm here in the studio by myself, yes. Well, we're only doing what we're told. That's it.
That's exactly right. So she says, you know what? As much as she'd like to hang out with her parents and grandparents, not a good idea. She's hanging at home with her dogs.
Mm-hmm.
She says, we'll all get through this. Meanwhile, you know, this is something special on social media. You'll get on in the morning. And I saw it this morning from a friend of mine. It really struck me. Our old nanny, who was talking about just this abrupt end to her senior year, how she just wasn't prepared for the last time she would go to class in college, and the casual goodbye she said to her roommates, not realizing
that was it.
And the same thing, you know, with so many seniors, that banquets are being canceled and eighth grade trips and you name it. So I thought this was kind of a cool story in light of that. Jennifer Garner and some other stars want to make sure that the hardworking kids get the recognition they deserve. And they said, in so many cases this time of year, preschoolers to professionals work their tails off to perform. You know, the games, the meets, the recitals, productions, big and small, they're shut down. So Jennifer Garner wrote in an Instagram message Friday night, the show must go on, people. Break out your oboes, belt out that song, run in place. Show us your performance. I don't care. Show us what you've been working on. Use the hashtag, Hey Jen, look at me. So the hashtag is Hey Jen, look at me. And she said, because I want to see. Well, so by Saturday, you guys, that hashtag returned more than 1,000 results. You know, kids doing everything from singing and dancing to sharing their art, even one solving a Rubik's Cube.
That makes me want to go watch the movie Peppermint now.
Peppermint?
Yeah, just because.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
He doesn't know people's real names.
It's not my
names.
Kind of movie.
No. See, he doesn't know people's real names. He just knows the characters.
Right.
Like Mike Myers is always Dr. Evil.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought that was really cool, though.
No,
isn't that
that's
a great
very
idea?
Good. Yes.
So, yeah.
That makes me
hashtag,
like her even more.
Exactly. Hashtag, hey, Jen, look at me. You know, put your talent out there. Whatever you weren't able to perform or do, you know, show the world.
Got it.
But meanwhile, Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry got engaged on Valentine's Day. We're learning a little bit more about how that happened. It was a romantic dinner date. Bloom proposed during a helicopter ride, but not without a few hiccups along the way. Apparently, their proposal involved a broken champagne bottle, a ripped coat jacket, and flying glass. But Perry still said yes.
I should have. Boy, that's...
That doesn't sound good, does it?
Hopefully that's not going to be the marriage.
Right.
Exactly.
<yeah.
laughs> Of course, as most of you guys know, they're having a baby.
Yes.
He also explained, though, about the wedding that, you know, their plan is to get married very soon, but... Mm-hmm. again, this pandemic might postpone the wedding festivities.
Well, I'm sure it's going to.
They're, you know, we want folks to travel to us, and we don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable, so the wedding may have to wait. Well, with attendance at a 40-year low, this box office weekend, man, no one won, you guys. It was just a disastrous weekend at the movies. Disney's Onward was number one, followed by I Still Believe, followed by Bloodshot, coming in at number four, Invisible Man, and rounding out the top five, The Hunt. But yeah, just such low numbers, just
really
a fraction
hit it, huh?
They were hoping to bring in.
Yeah.
So, all right, you
Disney
ready?
Disney not used to, low opening movies.
Yeah, I mean, and Disney was down. I mean, that Onward movie was down 73%. So it was just,
make a comeback.
Yeah, they will. All righty, so celebrating a birthday today. Alexandra Daddario.
Where does she find these birthdays from?
Today's birthdays are rough. When you pull up the page and it's mainly TikTok and YouTube stars, you know, danger, danger.
Daddario. 38.
Twenty-eight.
34. However, she was